Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
You cats and kittens out there, it's the Blood of the Wild, where we are spinning the oldies all night long. Here's Chubby Checker with The Twist.
Now, don't get us sued by the Chubby Checker estate.
You know what's funny is our the guy who does our camera stuff on the road, Harry. He used to play bass for Chubby Checker. And it's saying that he must be a million years old. No, he's younger than me.
I think I even made a mistake. I think the Big Bopper sang the twist. And Chubby Checker, I could be wrong.
What's important, though, Chubby is Checker was the twist. Alliteration.
Oh, Chubby Checker was the twist. I had it right originally.
Yeah, you were right.
Oh, I shouldn't second guess myself. This is Blood of the Wild, where we play the Pathfinder Adventure Path Quest for the Frozen Flame. We are on book one, written by Ron and Stephanie Lundeen. It's for Pathfinder 2nd Edition. You should know this already if you're listening. I have my incredible cast with me, Paula Deming, Skid Marr, Mary Lou and Joe O'Brien. Please welcome them by clapping while you listen to your podcast.
Please take your hands off of the wheel.
Yeah,
and clap vigorously.
Oh, no. You just crashed your car. Okay, this is important. You need to bind the wounds with some sort of cloth.
Fashion a tourniquet.
Yes.
Wait, I'll do a treat wounds. Hold on.
Yeah. All right.
That was a not natural 20, so treated.
Treated. You're good.
This is how you perform a tracheotomy on yourself. Are you listening?
All right, Jared, have you ever been in a car accident?
I recently was in a car accident last year, 2022. Wow. I ran my car into another car kind of head on, and my car wasn't. My car could still run. I had to go get a wheel replaced. The other car was kind of totaled. Now, here's the thing about it. I was pulling out of a Jack in the Box.
Okay.
Did you lie to the police afterwards
I didn't lie to the police, but I told my wife that I was pulling out of a Starbucks beside the Jack in the Box. And I'm deadly afraid one day we're going to get a letter that's like, you owe $40,000, and it was a Jack in the Box.
And yeah, surveillance footage in the area.
What would your wife be more upset about?
Our investigator looked into it, and you ordered an ultimate bacon cheeseburger.
When the sourdough Jack was right there, what is your problem?
Oh my God. I could just see it. I could see it in the court case where they're playing like the Jack of the Box is drive-through surveillance footage, you know, and your wife just like slowly looking at you.
You're stuffing fries in your mouth.
I don't even know you.
Guys, just imagine me. This actually happened. Just imagine me sitting in my RAV4 stress eating a double bacon cheeseburger in a car that's missing a wheel, because that's what happened. Anyway, it all turned out fine. And only one person died. Okay, let's keep going. I should have, you know what? I was drunk, and that's the problem.
That's why you needed excuse. The Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. They shouldn't make Jaeger so tasty.
Fun fact, Jaeger started out as an old man drink because it's an aperitif, and then at some point they rebranded and made it like a college kid drink.
God,
but it used to be an old man drink. So there you go.
Yeah, it does seem like something old Polish men would be drinking.
Yeah.
In like Greenpoint. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But because it's gross. Like, oh, who doesn't love the flavor of black licorice? Would you like to apply that to some different kind of like a liquid?
Ugh, God.
I've been in some fratty bars in New York where they have the Jaeger drafts. I mean, have you seen that?
What?
Where
it's
just, oh, yeah.
It's like a big box, and there's just two upside down Jaeger bottles that come out of the top of it, and they just have Jaeger on tap.
Oh.
It's like, yeah! And I'm always
what?
Like...
Sick, twisted individuals are ordering that.
Look, I can't talk out of both sides of my mouth here. I had my fair share of Jaeger when I was in college, but I'm just saying...
That's
look,
before that we also, knew any better.
Exactly.
No, thank
but
you.
It also
I don't like
feels
it.
Like it would be... Super disgusting what was like left in the lines listen, after every
listen my boy, all right, sometimes you're chilling, you're listening to Matchbox 20, some dude across the bar starts looking at you, you need that Jaeger on tap so you can like fucking go and say like, what's up bro?
What's
gonna push you around, then I will, then I will.
Yes,
are you looking at me? Hey, are you looking at me?
That's my type.
That's my type.
Toxic masculinity.
It's very sexy. It's a very, very sexy approach.
I never really drank Jaeger, but I did. I was too busy drinking like Zima, you know?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Goldschlager.
I love Zima. I was a big Zima fan when it came out.
Like a Smirnoff Ice and a bit of, you know, really when I wanted to be classy, Arbor Mist.
Okay. My college drinks were the highly flavored whiskeys that might not even legally be allowed to be called whiskeys,
yeah.
Like Fireball or Tennessee yes. Honey or Evan Williams, like Honey, because I could like drink it without having to take a chaser. And that's disgusting. Like that is just like syrup with,
yeah.
With
it tastes real good. It does not. It does not sit well
no.
The next day. Have you no, had the Beam, the Honey Jim Beam?
I had probably had them very all. Good. Who knows?
One of these days we should record this show.
House. Let's do
that. Oh, I'm sorry. One of these sweet days we should just get really plastered before we record this show.
That's a really good idea.
That's a great idea.
And then
great,
what if perfect. Like we exactly got every rule perfectly right that time?
Yeah. And then we realize like, you're in the zone. It was the Jaeger. It was the only like, thing missing.
It's like how speaking a foreign language, you like speak it better when you're drunk because you're not thinking and just doing it naturally. That's us
yeah,
with
you're not thinking
of
like
rules.
Syntax and grammar. Yeah.
You know what? My college drink was fermented wild yam gruel. Oh, just kidding. That was the college drink in the realm of the mammoth lords. Because
oh, man.
Brilliant.
The
segue.
Other lords say our days are numbered. Our following dwindles. Enemies dog our footsteps, and we have failed in our sacred charge. They say we will soon pass away into the endless northern night. They are mistaken. We are strong. Broken, but strong. Our hearts beat, and it is like the sound of a herd of mammoths stampeding across the tundra. And in each heart flows the blood of the wild.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Changes in sexual performance are more common than most people realize, and support doesn't need to feel awkward. With MedExpress, everything happens privately online. Start by completing a short consultation reviewed by UK-registered clinicians. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly to your home, with ongoing support whenever you need it. You're not alone in this. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to learn more.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
We return.
I'm ready.
We return to Northern Avastan, to the realm of the Mammoth Lords, and we hear this brief recap. Our scouts camped down at Gleaming Sun Lake, halfway to their goal, Red Cat Cave, on the other side of the route they are taking to get to Red Cat Cave and find the final fate of the Primordial Flame, a magical artifact that they must keep out of the hands of the Burning Mammoth following, a hunter-gatherer, mainly hunter-warrior group that is dogging their heels. While they were exploring in this eastern part of their route, they came upon a place where the river had been poisoned. And so rather than ignoring this horrible crime, they decided to follow the river to the northeast without sneaking at all. And they came across a group of burning...
You say that with judgment in your voice? And I tell you what, I don't appreciate it, Jared.
Yeah, I also didn't like it.
Okay, let me say it again. So they followed the route northeast along the river without sneaking at all. And
wow.
Some of that really got into my voice there. And they immediately came across some Burning Mammoth scouts who had gotten ahead of them and were perhaps behind the poisoning of the river. But we're not sure of that yet. What we know right now is that we are in the middle of a combat, and it is still my turn, and I have two more Burning Mammoth hunters to control. And the first one, the first one already threw a sling rock at AWOL's head and hit him square in the forehead. Blood exploded out, and he did 14 damage because he had critical hit. And now it's time for my
very
second.
Very David and Goliath.
Mm-hmm. It's time for my second guy.
Is AWOL really Goliath in this
situation?
That's
right, baby. That's right,
yes,
baby.
Yes, of course he is.
It's time for my second guy to do his thing, baby. And so he will, let's see. Yeah, he will go down here. Okay. And he takes that position. He is still inside that tree line that separates you from the river. That means he has cover inside of this tree line, and he is going to pull his sling just like the last one did, and he's going to start swinging it over his head, and he is going to launch it at Yelka.
Yelka.
Whoa. Yelka.
You're on the back line. I don't like it.
I've got like a bush in front of me, though.
Let me make sure. Actually, I need to make sure that he has a straight line to you, and I believe he does. He does. And you have cover because you are behind some trees and bushes.
That's
yourself.
Right.
So please make sure that you add +2 to your AC.
Thank you.
During this attack.
How
and
about
here comes
also
the attack.
An additional.
Oh, how about also? Okay.
We can make it a +3 because as a sling user myself, I'm probably pretty good at like dodging. So I think I should get a +3.
And that's an interesting.
That's a strong case. That's a really strong case.
You, really strong. Makes.
Wow, yeah. Let's all imagine your roles. Actually, my guy is really good at... My guy has trained specifically in hitting oracles, so I'm going to give him...
so she does get Yeah, so just, she does this. Get yeah. plus three, but then you get a plus one.
Right. So it kind of all washes out. Yeah.
I just love him out like in the training yard with a bunch of straw dummies and the trainer just being like, get that oracle! Get that oracle! He's just like going from one to the next to the next.
Yelka, that is only a 16 versus your AC.
Even without the cover, that misses. So suck it, Hunter.
Yeah.
All right. The hunter, for his fourth action, will suck it. And
he is demoralized.
Then I will have...
The if I may, the,
yes.
the pebble, the rock, swings. Yelka feels the air move past her face, but it doesn't touch her. She just stands, and she looks, and she's like, huh. That's all.
Okay,
just a little that, dramatic flair.
That's right?
All of that happens, and then that's a little Spencer Crittenden thing he always says. That happens. Okay,
that's right.
For those of you that that follow Harmon Quest and such things. Okay, so then my next, I have one more hunter here, and he is going to travel down. Oh no, he doesn't want to go there. Wait, let me do this again. He's going to go. He doesn't want to go right beside Olog. That would be folly. Okay, he travels here into the tree line as well. And he is going to fire at Raga. Now, we know that Raga took cover. So Raga has a greater cover situation right now, plus four. So the chances of hitting Raga are low. But this guy, these guys are overconfident. They don't think the broken tusk or anything to worry about. And so he pulls his sling and fires it. And he rolls well, a 24 versus your AC.
Whoa, man.
Jesus, that hits.
Oh my
like
gosh.
These guys.
See, it was good of me to like take the chance, even with that greater cover. And he does, oh, you're lucky, Raga. He only does 3 damage to you with his sling. Oof.
Good.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, Raga.
It.
Forgive me. 2 damage. 2 damage.
All yeah, right.
Even more even keep sucking it.
So that cover did protect you somewhat. And that is the 3 Burning Mammoth Hunters. And then we come back to the top of the initiative, round 2, with our friend Raga.
Okay. I can't have my baby brother in single combat with this shield bearer any longer. So I'm going to stride twice.
Nice.
Going to stride twice to be next to her and then use my last doodad to command an animal. Baba's going to move to flank and then Baba's going to do what he Baba best. Baba bite best.
Baba. Bite Baba. That butt.
Baba. Bite that butt. And he's going to roll a...
Come on.
Come on, Marilu!
14.
A 14 versus the AC of this shield bearer is...
Who's flanked?
Is... Oh, flanked. So, -2. So, that's a hit.
Oh, no, my God.
Right? Stop, 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 stop.
She
stop,
had her shield
stop,
up. Stop.
This is everybody, like your thing. Everybody quiet.
She had her shield up.
The shield was raised. Yes, that's right. So with the shield raised, 15 modified AC, even with the flat-footed condition.
Damn.
And so you miss.
Okay. You go.
That raised shield was huge. Huge.
All right. So Baba, no bite. Baba gets his jaws around that shield, and the long shield yanks it free. And that is Raga's turn, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, Raga?
Yes.
Okay. You don't have any more actions because you moved.
I do not.
Oh, you double strided.
Strode twice.
That's right. Then let us talk to the long shield, who will definitely move out of position where he is flanked down to the south of Raga and will attack. Yeah. And this will be just a regular attack using the shield boss again. And guys, you're not going to believe this. That's a natural 20.
Oh, no.
Dang.
I can only heal so much, Jared, so I need you to stop.
Okay, well, I'm hitting I'm rolling bones tonight. It's going very well for me.
Okay,
so that shield boss attack. Okay, the damage is not so hot. That's 4, so 8 damage altogether.
Okay, I can handle that.
Yep.
Oh, this is so scary. If you keep critting like this, come on.
Then the shield bearer is going to use something called a shield shove. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
No, the shield isn't raised. The shield isn't raised because it attacked with the shield boss. So it cannot use the shield shove. It just raises his shield. He just raises his shield. And that is the end of his turn. And then we come to Yelka.
I have a question about Bane. Maybe y'all can help me. Okay, so the Bane works in a 5-foot emanation. It targets enemies in the area. So I assume that 5-foot emanation is, I am the center of that.
Correct.
Now, if I cast it and then move, does it come with me or does it stay in the area where I cast it?
You have to move first and then cast it. It emanates from where you're at. It doesn't kind of hang around like a cloud. There are other types of spells that do that.
I would presume it moves with you.
So yeah, if after I've cast it, because its duration is 1 minute, and then I can continue to widen the area that it's emanating out, so that comes from me. Okay. Mm-hmm. The trick is, I have to get, it's a 5-foot emanation, I have to get close first. Oh, freak, frack, flippity flop. Okay. Okay, I am going to look. I think trusting in Olag to help deal with these hunters. I think I'm worried about Raga and this shield bearer. So first, I'm going to run in a bit closer, but not too close. I'm gonna go so that I'm just about. I stride. Till I'm just about, I believe I can go that far, 25 feet away. Let me just double check. Yeah, so I move up my speed, 25 feet. Exactly. Now I'm about 25 feet from the shield bearer. So that's one action. My next action is to... I hate it all. You know what? Electric arc. I'm going to try an electric arc this thing. So I'm going to... That's two
Old
actions.
Faithful.
Old Faithful. And the sparks of electricity fly from my fingertips and leap over to this shield bearer who needs to make a basic reflex saving throw.
Here it comes. And that is a 17
that
I rolled,
fail.
And then the reflex makes it a 21.
Oh.
A 21.
Oh, that what? Will succeed.
That was a gross slow play of that.
This success means that
he still takes
half damage, right?
So it's 1d4 plus 4, so that's 7 divided by 2. Do you round up or down?
Let's
down.
Round up. Oh, you round down, sorry.
3 points
Joe.
Damage.
Okay. All right. That is Yelka's turn, right?
Okay, yeah. 3 points of damage. That's what that's what I was hoping would happen, and I thought, yeah, okay, it's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's good.
You guys are killing them in a war of attrition. All right.
Yeah, just bit by bit.
5 points of damage so far.
Nice job, Yelka.
Well done, Yelka.
I dealt 0.
But I have no cover now, so that's scary.
Yeah, Yelka, you're out in the open now, and now we come to Olag Crowborn.
So Olag is standing sort of in this tree line along the river where all three of the hunters are also standing in a line. One of them is further, like, southeast of him, is closer to the spellcaster, so he's going to try to take that one out first. He is going to rage. It crashed through the trees as he steps closer to Hunter Number 3. I can see why he chose a life of crime, having his parents name him Hunter Number 3. What choice did he have? And he is going to raise his mighty axe above his head and bring it down in a superior arc. That is an 18 to hit?
An 18 to hit. I believe that does the trick. Let me double check. That is a hit.
Okay, awesome. That is 14 points of damage.
Let's go.
Light day for Olog.
Yeah, that was not, that was not a good one. Yeah.
He's just getting warmed up.
Look of shock on this guy's face and the blood that has spattered up onto it leads you to believe that he doesn't have a lot more fight in him.
Okay.
That's right, you stupid hunter.
That is Olog's turn, and then we come to AWOL.
So Olog has left me now, and I'm face to face with two dudes alone, and I'm down half.
They're not immediately, they're not within 5 feet of you. They're still in that tree line. They still have like their slings sort of armed.
Yeah, like, and I'm tortured between just running away, the smart thing, or the cool thing. I think I'll go cool. I hope I don't die. AWOL is going to go into the tree line and close with Hunter Number One, but he's going to go around to the backside of Hunter Number One to interpose that hunter between him and the other one.
Right.
So he kind of loops around to the back of it through these trees, blood streaming down his face from his cracked forehead where he took a stone to the head. And I'm going to hunt prey. So looking for a weakness within Hunter One's furs. And then I will attempt a twin takedown and stab at him twice. Slash, slash! Once with the short sword, and then once with the other one. The short sword misses, and the other one misses. Natural 3, natural 4. Wow. I am in so much trouble.
There's blood in your eyes. You know, it's tough.
Yeah, there's blood in my eyes. I can't see anything.
Here's blood in your eye. Okay, that was AWOL. And that means it's my hunter's turn. The hunter that you just attacked is going to drop his sling, pull his spear, and attack you with a melee attack.
Please roll badly.
That time he rolled altogether a 22 versus your AC.
Gosh.
Oh man, jeez.
Yep, that'll do it.
He spears you for 4 damage. Ah!
Yowza.
That's when his friend decides not. Oh wait, he has an action left, right? He did an interact to pull the spear. He's gonna map attack you. He's gonna go ahead and take the penalty and attack you again. And with a -5, he just rolled a 7 plus.
Oh, that's a miss. Get out of here.
It is. It's a 15 altogether.
Yes. Nice. All right. Okay. Dodges out of the way of the second one, but yeah, he is hurting.
Okay, so the guy to the south that you kind of interposed the other guy in between, he's between
all of us right now. He's like in the middle of the fight.
Yeah, he is a little bit more worried about the huge orc who almost killed his buddy to the southeast. So he's going to move to that orc. That's his stride. He's going to drop his sling, pull his spear. That's his interact. And he is going to attack Olog with his spear. And he now has Olog flanked. So that means -2 to Olog's AC. And he rolls pretty well. He rolls a 21 versus Olog's AC. Yeah, 21.
That is a hit.
That is a hit. And then he rolls 4 damage. 4 damage.
Okay.
4s are going around.
All right, I have one hunter left, and he has he's hurting, but he has to fight off this orc. So he attacks, also taking advantage of his flanking position with his brother, and his first attack it's good. He rolled a 24 versus your AC.
That is a crit.
Okay.
Oh no!
So with his crit, he's gonna roll. Let's see. That is a
brutal
10 damage to you. 10 damage altogether.
Okay.
Then he is going.
Your work is cut out for you.
Yeah. I'm so far away from everyone.
No.
He is going.
I can heal myself, so don't worry about me just yet.
He's going to attack again with his multiple attack penalty. Here he goes. That time, he rolled only a 14 versus your AC.
That is a hit.
A hit with the flanking, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. He deals that time 7 damage.
Oh, man.
And then he, I think because he is injured, very smartly goes away from you back to the wagon.
Back to the wagon.
Man, okay. What a move. What a round.
There's like a wagon up on the shore of this of this river that they were kind of fiddling with when you discovered them, and he has now has his back up to the wagon, which is up to the north. Okay, that is the hunter's turn, and that brings us to Raga again.
Yeah, it's me, baby. With my first action, I draw my spear. With my second action, I command my bear to support. And with my third action, I stab this chica.
That's fine. Am I not able to? You are able to. Put it right there, and we know that you're flanking with Baba. Yeah.
Got him. Okay.
The map ended, listeners. The map ended, but I'm going to say that there is, in fact, space
the
there.
The land doesn't drop off into an undead.
There's not any dragons.
There's not a white void. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, and I'm going to roll to hit.
Come on, Raga. Come on.
11. No.
11.
11.
Wait. No, sorry. I'm using my hero point.
Go for it.
Yeah, baby.
I'm using my hero point. Sorry, I'm sick of not doing anything fun or cool. So
yeah, this is a big one too, because you get Baba's damage as well if you hit this.
Well, that was only a 14. So.
Oh, well, he's flat-footed.
But he's flanked.
But he raised his shield. Oh, so it's a miss.
Yep.
Did he raise his shield?
Yes.
He did.
Ugh.
Yes.
Again, I roll a 14.
Brutal. Okay, not enough. And is that the end of Raga's turn?
No. Well, yes, Raga's turn, yes. But not the end of Mary Lou's turn.
Okay.
Because Baba gets to bite. Baba gets to bite in the butt. Come on, baby. Come on, Baba. Please.
So Baba definitely gets to bite. Like, didn't you command to support? Isn't that like a choice you have to make? It's like one or the other.
Is it?
Yes, I believe so.
Well, I know support has the action icon. That's the last thing I remember from us reading about it.
Yes. I misunderstood. I thought that if I command to support, he just like gets that opportunity. But yeah, I keep thinking of it like an attack of opportunity, and it's not. So no. He does not get to.
He does not get to bite.
I commanded him to support, yeah.
That makes sense.
If the animal uses the support action, the only other actions it can use in this turn are basic move actions to get into position to take advantage of support benefits.
Yeah.
If it has already used any other actions this turn, it can't support you.
Also, we can't really divide up Baba's actions, right? You can't like...
Oh, I thought we decided that we could.
I think you can.
Guys, you're allowed to divide up Baba's actions.
I remember asking about that. I think we decided that we...
But I am giving my hunters +4 because they hate druids. Okay.
They've specially trained against druids.
Okay. Raga, that is the end of your turn.
Wielding druid bane spears.
Yeah, this is a special anti-druid task force. Amazing.
All right. Here we go. The long shield is now going to do his shield shove attack. And the long shield is going to roll athletics versus your fortitude DC.
My fortitude is a 21.
Oh, shit. Only a 20.
Oh,
nice.
It's a fail. The long shield does not shove you. So the long shield, that was the long shield's first attack. The long shield is then going to move out of flanking to your other side. Mm-hmm. And the long shield is going to just attack you. The long shield, I think we can assume, has a shield and its spear, right? And the spear was armed. I'm not going to say that the spear was not armed. So It's going to attack you right now with a spear. And that attack is going to only be, it's going to be an 18 versus your AC.
That does hit.
God. Yeah!
Right on the line!
Let me kill this druid!
My AC is actually pretty low. It's actually only 16.
Oh, so. And you are going to take, you're going to take 7 damage from that attack.
Okay.
And that is the long shield's turn. And then we come to Yelka.
I don't know what to do. If I'm honest, I don't feel like I figured out. I'm hoping in higher levels, I'll feel more like I know what Yelka should be doing in these fights. But I think Yelka is still like, she gathers herbs and she tracks animals and she, but fighting people like this, I think she's like, I'd never, what am I, how, what, ah. So.
Well, she's the healer. Gonna, Not that that's all you do, but it's the most important thing you do that nobody else can really do as well.
No.
And basically, you have to just save your brother. Because if he's up, we all have a shot.
We're all out, yeah.
Like, we could all go down, and he could kill all of them himself. But if he goes down, so true. We all die.
We're screwed.
Yeah, so, you guys' strategy is keep the quarterback, Olog Crowborn, alive.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the strategy.
Don't
right
let
now.
Olog get sacked.
And that ranged heal that you have is so powerful.
Yeah, it takes all three actions, so it's a matter of getting into...
No, the two-action version is even more powerful. It's great. For a single target. It does 8 extra hit points of healing. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yes, you're absolutely right about that. And how hurt is everyone? I don't even know how, if Yelka would be able to tell.
I'm stepping in as the GM. We can't have all of these, like, how hurt are you? And, you know,
I think she's hearing AWOL cry out in pain, but he's so far away. Olog, you can never tell because he's always, like, raging. So she can't ever tell really how hurt he is. She's just seen Raga take damage. So Yelka is going to run up. So she's a little bit in between where Olog and the hunter are in the trees and where this long shield, the shield bearer is for an action. She's going to spend another action shouting out at the long shield. She just goes, "Your shield is so ugly and so is your face." She's going to try and demoralize for an action so that hopefully when that shield bearer, maybe Raga can have more success against
shield bearer.
Okay, so you're demoralized. You have to make an intimidation check versus the target's will DC.
As you can tell.
Which we know is pretty high.
Gosh, it's high. Mm. And look, is Yelka the best at intimidating?
We're going to find out.
16?
A 16. Not a horrible roll, but unfortunately not enough to demoralize. And I think based on the role playing, we all know why.
I think so. The long shield is like, my shield is gorgeous, and everyone knows it.
And I take pride in my hideous face.
And then, realizing that she's drawn attention to herself and not made anyone feel like she's scary at all, she will spend her last action casting a shield on herself. So, I now have a magical shield of force around me, just in case this shield bearer is like, who's this idiot, and runs up to hurt me.
Okay, Yelka taking care of number one, and that brings
taking
us
care
to
of absolutely nothing.
Olog Crowborn.
Okay, Olog. I think I'm just going to swing away here because I really just want to make sure I can take at least one of these guys out. So he is facing off against a different hunter, and he's going to swing with his axe through the trees. Oh, come on, man! It's a 14 to hit.
A 14 is not enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
14 is not enough.
All right. Then he swings over this guy's head, maybe ducks under it. And he just, like, as he readies for his backhand, he just, like, and he attempts an intimidating glare at this guy.
Yes.
That is a 15.
A 15 on the intimidation check is enough that you
yes.
Wait, let me make sure. Oh no, it's not. I'm so sorry. Oh, forgive me. I was looking at wisdom, and the will says 15 will not do it.
Oof. Oh man, this sucks. Okay.
We're rolling like garbage.
Really? Yeah, this garbage is terrible. Rolling.
All right, I'm gonna try my second attack. One more
Come
try.
Come on, you can
Come
do this
on.
A lot.
Another miss.
Oh my god. All right. Ugh,
this is awful.
The hunters are alive and living with pleasure. All right. Then it is AWOL's turn.
I'm scared.
Turn. Oh my god.
I'm really scared.
I'm also scared.
Okay. AWOL is going to open with a twin takedown.
Do it.
So stabbing twice. Once with the short sword. Come on, we need this one. There we go. That is a hit with a 24.
Yes.
That's a hit.
And then he comes back across with the bone kukri, the saber-tooth tiger tooth that he used, natty 17. So that is the same exact number, 24.
Yep. Two hits.
So two nice. Hits. They combine for damage. Oh my god, amazing. Do 14 points.
Let's go. Yes.
Nearly my
luck is turning around.
Then I am. Sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Then I'm going to. He's going to attack again. He feels like this guy's weakened. He's going to stab again. Here we go. Third attack. That is a miss with a 10. And then lastly. He's going to move away from this guy.
Yeah,
he's going to start running down toward the middle of his allies.
This is perfect.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Melissa, and this is Moms and Mysteries.
We're two Florida moms obsessed with true crime. From infamous cases like Ellen Greenberg to shocking Florida stories like the Dan Markell killing.
With 55 million downloads, we bring you new deep dives every Tuesday and Thursday.
Listen to Moms and Mysteries on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, please, not that music. That music gives me nightmares from my childhood.
Could we get something a little bit lighter? Some lighter music here.
Are you a fan of true crime TV shows?
And what about Unsolved Mysteries, the show that jumpstarted all of our love of true crime?
I'm Ellen Marsh.
And I'm Joey Taranto.
And we host I Think Not, a true crime comedy podcast covering some of the wildest stories from your favorite true crime campy TV shows all the way to Unsolved Mysteries.
Baby, you will laugh, you will cry, you'll think about true crime in a whole new way, and you'll also ask yourself, who gave these people mics?
New episodes of I Think Not are released every Wednesday with bonus episodes out every Thursday on Patreon.
And every Monday, you can listen to our True Crime Run Down, where we go over the top true crime headlines of the week.
So come and join us wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay, well done, AWOL. That is AWOL's turn, and now it is the hunter's turn. And the one that you just left is going to pursue you.
Yeah.
And that hunter needs to arm his spear, so that's the first thing he does, and then he strides and attacks you with his spear.
Please, come on.
Come on.
Just
come
last on. A little bit
he
longer.
He rolls a 1.
Nice.
It really has turned around.
Oh, thank God.
Amazing. Amazing.
The hunter facing off against Olog is going to run from Olog.
Jared, we have a fan fumble if you'd like.
Oh, you could, give me the fan fumble. Give me the fan fumble. Give me the fan fumble. Let's hear what happens.
Come on, it's got to be bad. Swinging a, this is from Justin in Doylestown, PA. Look at that. I know Doylestown. Yes, a swing and a crunch. You take a swing and you miss. At the end of your awful swing, you hear a loud crunch from your pouch, backpack, whatever it is you're carrying. Something random, a potion or oil that you carry, is broken. So I don't know if they have potions on them or anything like that, but it gets destroyed randomly.
A potion or an oil that they carry.
Yeah.
A witcher?
It has to be a potion or an oil?
That's what it says according to the thing. A random potion or oil is broken. I think that they're trying to say it needed to be something that's in like a vial,
something fragile.
So if you wanted to pivot it to something else fragile, feel free, or something that drops off. I don't know.
Yes, it's tinder twigs are destroyed.
No.
Yes.
Not it's tinder twigs.
No.
Thank you, Justin. No more tinder twig friends.
You guys don't understand.
That's what I was going to say. How are they going to burn their mammoths?
These are burning. Listen, these are burning mammoths. Tinder twigs are sacred to them.
Yeah.
You have greatly insulted them, or they have insulted themselves with their critical fumble.
I wouldn't be surprised if he fleed now. Just saying.
Yeah, they have to surrender, I think.
Or maybe he's demoralized.
Okay. I'm controlling them, so I would be surprised. Okay. The one that's engaged with
Jared,
Olog.
Sorry.
Yes. Go ahead and stop me again in the middle of my flow. What now?
I just want to do the best we can to play right.
Play, please.
And I don't want to take any unfair advantages.
So, great.
You have another action. You have a third action with that dude.
Okay, that dude is going to.
Because you said you armed your spear, but you had the spear out last round.
But then he moved. He moved.
Right, but you had the spear out last round.
Ah, okay. Thank you. Okay,
that's true.
I should remember these things. Here we go. He's going to take the multiple attack penalty and attack you again, and he rolls a.
Come on.
Nine plus.
On Kaima.
Natural eight, zero.
17.
Yes. AWOL dodges out of the way of the stab.
Nice.
Steps to the side.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the thing I've been trying to do for 7 minutes. The other hunter runs away from Olog and gets into flanking with his friend against AWOL.
He thinks.
You don't have it, do you?
I do, because Olog invokes his reaction. He invokes his reaction, no escape. So he falls stride for stride right alongside this guy.
Oh.
Amazing. So, he still does get into flanking, but Olog gets the free move right next to him. Or just flank him. Use the free movement to flank
him
with AWOL.
I will.
Yeah.
Which you can. So now AWOL is flanked by two hunters, but the hunter to the south is flanked by AWOL and Olog. That's incredible. And now... This hunter that just moved is going to attack with his spear, and he is going to roll a measly 13 versus your AC.
Oh, and he hits his buddy? Is that what you said? AWOL dodged out of the way, and he hit his friend?
I didn't say that. Okay,
I must have heard you wrong.
He's going to take the multiple attack penalty and attack again. And that time he rolled better at 21 versus your AC.
With the map?
With the map, he rolled a, a 15. No, a 16. Ooh, a 16.
That is exactly a miss by one. So that is nice.
Exactly a
it
miss.
Is minus five, okay. Right? It's not minus four. It's not agile, right?
Yeah. Now, that's even with your flat-footed penalty,
correct.
Right?
My new AC is 17 while flat-footed.
A miss, an absolute miss. This hunter that's up near the cart begins to interact with the cart and opens a door.
Oh no.
What is going on?
No, don't unleash an animal of some sort.
He strides as far away as he can.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
And, that's what he does. So he opens the door to the cart and then strides twice to the south to get away from the cart. And then that is all of the hunters.
Is he scuttling the cart?
We come back. Actually, it's not. It's not Raga's turn, because the thing that happens now is a strange smell begins to emanate from the cart.
Oh, no.
And then out of the cart comes a kind of a misting blue fluid.
What?
But in that fluid are pieces of bone and no. like a cattle skull held aloft by the ooze. Heck? Yeah, what the heck is right?
What
Some
is
sort
this?
Of fell being has unleashed itself from the cart. And let's see what it does. It is going to move. And it is going to go 10 feet toward the closest creature it can. And then it goes another 10 feet. That's two moves. And then it attacks the hunter that's attacking AWOL.
Because oh, my God. So this wow. has no...
The first creature it comes to.
Wow.
Wow. And this guy's taking some damage.
Yeah.
His yep, hunter.
That's right.
Come on, finish him off, Logan.
So from beneath this thing's like freezing, like there are ice crystals forming on it, and then like kind of like sinking back into its blue sludge, this thing Ooh. Then reaches out with a pseudopod to the hunter in front of him and does well. He does
yeah.
a 22 versus this guy's AC.
Nice.
Isn't he also kind of flanked then?
He is
Did
flanked.
Did we already mention that? Okay.
Yeah, and damage-wise, he does 8 damage to the guy. And,
wow.
No, 6 damage, but guess what? That's enough to kill the guy.
That's
and
enough.
So yeah!
Oh, awesome. Great. Oh,
nice.
Comes up toward him out of the woods and grabs on him with its pseudopods, and you watch as the guy goes, and ice crystals form up the side of his face, and you see the heat just leave this hunter as he is frozen to death, and the thing starts pulling out his hot guts using its pseudopods.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yelka yeah. is like, wow, cool.
It is not a pretty picture, and that hunter is dead. And that is the turn of the sludge that has been released. And now we come back to the top of the order with Raga.
Oh, my God. Okay, I don't want to be anywhere near that thing.
No kidding.
It looks scary, and also I don't have a ton of HP. Ooh, I'm debating just running and healing up and coming back into the fight and trying to get another crack in at this long shield. Ooh. Oh. Interesting. I'm going to cast, okay, one action. I'm going to cast heal on myself. Just just one action heal. And nice. I heal 6 points.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
That's not bad. That is nothing to sneeze at. Okay, and then one action, I command my bear to flank this bitch. And support me, because I'm doing it again. Gosh, maybe I'm crazy, but I'm optimistic. So I am going to try and hit again with my spear.
Come on, you got this.
10.
10 is
Literally,
not going to do it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wow.
What the hell, man? Just useless brutal. Over here. Just swinging at the air. Ugh,
the dice have not been your friend, Raga.
Not today, but that's okay. I remain optimistic that next time it will be better.
Do you have any actions left?
I do not.
Okay, Raga, that was your turn, and now it is the long shield's turn.
Yeah.
The long shield is going to get out of flanking and move to here, I think. Yeah, actually, no, to the south of you, interposing you between it and Baba. Mm. And then the long shield is going to... it had lowered its shield when it tried the shove. So it is going to go ahead and use its spear against you. His spear. It's a person. It's a goddamn person.
Wow.
He has hopes and fears. He has goals.
And okay. We're hoping to end them right now.
Okay, yeah. So I want you to know that...
Oh, no. Please don't.
I was so tired of rolling 20s on the other die that I've moved to another die, and I just rolled a natural 20.
Okay.
Oh, no. Gosh.
Jared.
All right.
Okay.
This is messed up, man.
Yeah.
You're a messed up GM.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, these dice are messed up. I changed dice because I was like, I don't want to TPK my players here, but...
Because you were, quote, so tired of rolling 20s.
maybe a good thing you healed yourself, Raga, but it may not have been enough. 12 damage.
No, it is enough. It is enough. But, it wouldn't have been. Wouldn't have been.
Good call, then. Good call on the self-heal.
Ugh, but I could have done more. I could have run and healed more, but I'm not doing too hot, you guys.
The long shield raises his shield. And that is his turn, and then we come to Yelka.
Yelka is looking all around her. In one direction, AWOL and Olog have run out of the tree. She can see how hurt AWOL looks. But she looks back at Raga and can see the damage she's just taken. And knowing that both can do healing, both can help also with healing. So it's important to keep both of them up. And thinking about how AWOL just saved her father, she will send all of her healing energy to AWOL. And, I'm so torn. And we'll do two actions in 30 feet, knowing that she's just in range. We'll spend two actions to send healing energy to him, and it will be 1d8 plus 8.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Amazing.
So that's 6 plus 8.
Oh, so nice roll.
Huge.
That's
14.
Nice
math. Work. Nice work! Oh my god, AWOL just like feels invigorated. The spear wound in his side just closes up and the blood immediately dries and crusts away into dust on the wind.
Yes.
And then really impressed by, fascinated by, but not in the technical term, and scared by this creature who just eviscerated this hunter who is now standing 10 feet away from AWOL. Yelka will just shout out, AWOL, watch out! And you now feel that familiar surge of static, and you have guidance for your turn, AWOL.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
And that
Very nice.
Will be all of Yelka's actions.
That's a good turn. Hell of a good turn.
Great turn. And that brings us to Olog Crowborn.
All right, Olog, like he's seen this weird thing come out of that cart, but it's barely even registering. Like, everything is just showing up as red. Like, every enemy is just showing up as red in his rage state. So he's flanking one of the two remaining hunters. He's going to bring his axe down on his head. There we go. That's
Take
more like
out.
A 25 to hit against
yes.
flat-footed AC.
You there done. We go.
Yes.
You done. Wait, what was it?
A 25.
25.
That's a crit, isn't it?
Yeah,
no.
Flat-footed.
Oh, he's really? Flat-footed. It is. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. All right. Brace yourselves. That's 40 points of damage.
That's the Olog we know and love.
Completely obliterated.
You've left quite a mess.
There's a pool of hunter on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, AWOL is covered in guts.
Gore hanging from the trees. Gore is hanging from the trees. And that is the end of that gentleman. Olog, you have other actions. Sorry.
Yeah, I have two more actions. So he is going to stride up to this other weird creature that just emerged. Boom, boom, boom. And he is going to swing his axe crosswise against its face and miss. That might be a crit fail. Not that it really matters. That's a 8. It's an 8 to hit.
An 8. I'll let you know if it's a crit fail here. It is not a crit fail at all. In fact, you said you rolled an 8?
Yeah.
That is a hit.
Oh.
Oh. Well,
wait, so it's an actual, it actually is an ooze?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, okay, you said the term ooze. Then. I didn't know if you were just being flavorful, but yeah. Oh my gosh.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, good, but like know. Bad things might happen.
Okay.
Oh, because if you hit them, do they like split off and become more?
Well, sometimes, and sometimes they can suck your weapons in and stuff.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Oh no.
You're Titan Mauler. Gone forever.
Oh, no, no,
no. No.
I'm really over exaggerating. We'll see.
14 points of damage.
14 points of damage. Well done.
Okay.
Yeah, you bring your axe across it and you kind of disrupt some of the like bones inside of it, knocking some of them out onto the ground where they sort of mist as cold kind of rises off of them. And that is that all of your actions, Olog? I believe so.
That was my third action, yes.
AWOL, your turn.
AWOL seeing Olog come past him to this creature, Yelka yelling, "No, stop, watch out behind you." He turns and sees this weird-looking thing, but it seems like Olog connected with it, right? Like, from my view, it seems like he did damage to it.
Yes,
right?
It does, yes.
So he's just, it's unknown to him, but I don't think he's going to have time to do much to it. AWOL is first looking at Olog, and he sees that despite Olog's prowess in battle, he is. When AWOL's up this close to him, he can see all the wounds that he's taken and how he's bleeding. So he reaches out with his bone kukri hand, and just like just a few of his fingers reach off the weapon and touch Olog, and this healing energy goes into Olog. You get 6 points of HP back.
Nice.
With lay on hands.
How he invokes, six points?
6 points. Yeah.
I'm so awesome. Glad more than one of us can do these healing.
Yeah, this is actually really.
Yeah.
That's a big advantage to have that many like healing options in a party.
Totally.
Yeah, it's fun.
If Olog were able in his current state, he would thank you.
And then like he assumes that right after he touches him and heals him for 6, Olog instinctively turns and tries to kill him with his hand. So he immediately ducks and then runs away from Olog around to the other side of the creature to flank it with Olog. And he will attempt one slice with his... actually, I think I can twin takedown. Nope, it does have to be my hunted target. So I don't have the extra action for that this round. So he's going to attack once with his short sword. And that is an 18 to hit, which is a hit.
A hit.
You know. And he does 6 points of damage.
6 more points of damage against the
with
creature.
With his obsidian short sword.
If it's an 18 to hit and an 8 hit, that's not a critical hit, is it?
It might have critical resistance or something.
Ah.
I know because, like, in Pathfinder 1E, one, they can't be flanked, and two, they can't be crit.
Yeah, because they have, like, no weak spot.
Basically. Right, right.
Yeah. They can be flanked in this particular situation. So right. You have flanked the creature, and you have done some damage to it. Your kukri or whatever comes out, and it's like dry ice. Like this mist is coming off of it, where you've ripped a piece of the creature out.
Have any of you guys ever touched dry ice, like by accident?
No,
no.
What's it like?
It's nasty and very scary. Yeah, you feel like you're like like you're gonna like lose more skin than you do. I just barely touched it for a second. And it was from a member of the Naish sending a very nice gift. And I opened up this box and it was like dry ice and it was like frozen meats or something. And some on my hand and it immediately started stinging. And I was like, super scary. But I could imagine a creature attacking you with dry ice. It would just like burn your skin away.
Horrible.
It's horrifying.
I'm going to show you the creature and maybe one of you can describe it to everybody else.
Yes.
Do you
Skid,
see
would
it
you
there?
Do the honors?
Oh, wow. This guy is scary.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, it looks like a sort of collection of frozen swamp mud.
Yeah.
And it has like and it's a rime sludge, so it's covered in like frost rime, and it has this ram's skull for a head. It is it's got bones like scattered through it. Yeah, it's really cool looking and terrifying. So
yes. Yeah, like they give almost a look as if it's a humanoid, you know, like it almost has a head and arms and legs. But when you look closer, the arms and legs are all just like a mishmash of stuff.
It looks like the roots of a cypress tree or something.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Animated mud.
And it is the rime sludge's turn, and it instinctively slithers away from AWOL out of flanking and only has 10 feet of movement, so it slides down just south of Olog. And having done that, it attacks Olog with one of its pseudopods. And here we go. That is a 15 versus your AC.
Oh, that's a miss. Thank goodness.
Oh, good.
Brutal. It attacks again, taking its multiple attack penalty. And that time it rolls. Guys, I'm not joking.
Oh, come on.
Did not roll a natural 20.
It rolled a natural 20.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Minus 5 makes it a 15 plus its attack bonus. You're looking at a 24.
Okay.
Which is a hit.
That's a crit.
And because it's a natch 20, it's a crit. Okay, so here comes its damage. Its damage. Let me add up all the damage here.
Jeez.
Leaving us in suspense.
14 damage. 14 damage.
Oh.
Are you down?
Oh, no, I'm okay.
Olog has these,
I'm
like,
glad I got healed.
Olog has these burns on them, but they're like from cold, like
frostbite.
Yeah, frostbite burns. And it has another action left, and it's going to just kind of like sludge away from Olog too.
It has four actions.
Oh, did it use four?
Because it moved and then attacked twice.
Oh,
you attacked twice.
It doesn't have four actions. I was miscounting its actions.
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh. Little known fact about the rhyme sludge. Permanent haste.
Yeah. Okay. Please ignore my embarrassing faux pas and let us go back to Raga.
Yeah, okay. Raga's PO'd.
I love this solo fight. This is awesome.
In our last session, where she just like kept trying
to
help,
forgive me, Raga. You're absolutely right to go. You're in the middle of your flow. I forgot to make my hunter do something.
Where is he?
I don't know. He somehow went to. There was one hunter that was alive, and
he was over here somewhere.
The one that released the thing. You know what? He runs away and has enough stride to just run away from everyone, and forgive me, Raga, just if anybody was wondering, what happened to that third hunter? Oh. He has run away, and now, Raga, go ahead. I interrupted you.
Oh, I love that. Great. Okay, I'm still mad, though. Raga's still mad. She's just like, all she wants to do is be helpful and help out her friends, and she feels so useless. She just keeps swinging and miss. So now, I've prepared this spell called Aqueous Blast. And this thing is pretty freaking cool. So, I evoke a mass of water into the air around my outstretched fist. So, Raga is just like, ooh, imagine her standing, clenching her fists like a Saiyan. Just, and you see like water to start to condense around her hands, like sweat. On a cold glass, but it just keeps going, and it just gets bigger until it's these big like globes of seething water around her hands. And for the remainder of my turn, I can use one action to blast targets within 30 feet with this water.
Oh,
so
that's
I'm
cool.
going to spend my first action. Just blasting this long shield point blank with my aqueous blast.
It sounds kind of like when Magneto escaped from prison in X-Men 2.
Mm.
Yes.
Like sending the little metal globes at people.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Totally. So I rolled a 19.
A 19 versus its AC is a hit, even with the shield raised.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Did it.
All right, Raga's luck has turned around because Aqueous Blast is 2d8 damage.
Ooh,
what?
Damn.
And I just rolled a 15.
What?
Yes. Holy
and
crap.
That was one action.
Two
more.
Well, let me tell you something. You're 15 plus the damage it already took. You blast him into the sky with water.
Yes.
It's like he was sitting on top of Old Faithful. The geyser completely smashes his shield away, smashes his weapons away, and knocks him unconscious onto the battlefield. The long shield is dead.
Nice work, Frogger. Yes.
Nice.
Well, I got two more actions, baby. So I'm going to use that, my next action. That surprised me. I thought I was going to have to blast this guy a few times.
And sorry, can you walk me through how you have two more? So was that a spell you cast?
This spell is lasts till the end of my turn.
And
so,
it costs two actions to cast it? And what does it come with?
No, it's one action.
One action to cast it? Amazing.
One action to cast, and I can cast it as many times as I want, as many moves as I have.
Great. And then, and it's part of casting it, that one action is also the attack? It's not like cast it and then use an action to attack with it?
No, I don't believe so. I believe it's just a spell attack roll.
Okay, cast, one action, duration until the end of your turn.
Until the end of my turn.
You evoke a mass of water into the air around your outstretched fist. For the remainder of your turn, you can blast targets within 30 feet with this water by spending a single action, which has the attack and concentrate traits. When you do so, attempt a ranged spell attack roll. So yes, you can continue to attack with it, but you should
can
know that you
move?
Will take, no, you can, but you will take the multiple attack penalty if you use it again as an attack.
And your second, so you used your second action already to attack.
Yes.
So first action was cast a spell, second action was attack with it. You can attack a third time with it, but it will take a minus five to hit. Because it has the attack trait.
Oh.
I also don't know if you're within 30 feet of the rhyme sludge.
I'm
which
not.
Is the
so I thought, okay, I misread. I thought the first action would include a blast. But it's the first action casts it, and then
arms
I
it.
Have,
yeah.
like, it arms it, and then I can blast. Okay. Yes. I say. Great.
That's okay. So then, you still took out that long shield for
hell
a lot
yeah,
of
damage. They've been really bugging me.
Worth.
That guy was really chapping my hide.
Right, yeah, that guy sucked. That guy
and
sucked.
That's the thing. Like, I wouldn't be frustrated by it because
no,
if you
I'm,
didn't
I'm
take him out,
pleased.
you would have a second shot with this spell right now, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. But you just did so much damage on the first shot, you don't even need it.
Yeah, almost max damage. Okay, so I've got one action left, and I'm going to use that action to just get a little closer to what's going on here. I'm just going to move. The end.
Yeah, so Raga is running north into the trees to a little bit closer to where to the west Olog is fighting the sludge.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Raga's turn. Our long shield is gone. It is Yelka's turn.
Okay, seeing all of this happening, Yelka knows that this monster who is now near her brother is all that's left. And so she is going to stride forward to the edge of the trees. She goes about 20 feet to get a little bit closer. And then she is going to unleash an electric arc out with her other two actions at this monster, hoping that it seems kind of like it's made out of some liquid, and she's like, oh, electricity, yes.
I do know. I
she
think
doesn't
like
know what electricity is, but you know what I mean.
In first edition, a lot of oozes are, I think they're immune to electricity. But this could be completely different. So might.
And nobody did a recall knowledge yet. And
we don't know.
That's true. Well, my other thought.
And it's not so bad
if
we learn via cantrip. It's just a cantrip.
That's true. The other thing I had thought I might do was going to do cold damage. And I thought it's so cold,
ooh,
it's probably not
it's
going to take cold damage.
It would probably be immune to cold damage.
I think it's more likely to be immune to colds than, so I think you're right.
For sure.
So she sends this electric arc out. And it has to make a basic reflex saving throw.
Here comes this basic
lightning.
Reflex saving throw. What's the DC?
18.
Guys, I can't explain.
Oh my god!
Stop. What?
I keep switching dice. I rolled a natch 20.
My lord.
So now we don't even know if it's immune to electricity.
No, we do not.
That is a horrible thing to do, Jared. Horrible.
I think the thing bloats up and then creates a hole in its center like a donut, and the electric arc goes right through that.
Because I stamps her foot in frustration.
Yeah, this thing's like the amazing Shmoo. Look it up. Okay.
Herculoids.
Yeah, it's like the one of the Herculoids, or there was also a creature called the Shmoo, or a boy in his blob, whatever reference you like. Okay, so Yelka, is that all of your actions?
That's
I think
it.
So.
That's all three, stride and a two-action spell.
Olog Crowborn.
Okay, Olog is like he's going to just chop away at this ooze. Oh, yes, natty 18. That is a 27 yes. to hit.
That is a 27. Okay. It would normally be a crit, but this thing, you can't crit against it.
Right, okay. 14 points of damage.
14 points of damage.
Come on, take okay.
a All right, second
it
attack.
It is knocked down.
Okay, second yeah. attack, 17 to hit.
Hit.
13 more points of damage.
Come on.
Suddenly... it just splatters out and loses
oh,
all cohesion.
Yes.
All
right.
Cold bits of viscera splatter onto the trees and the tree's smoke where it hits it. The cattle skull that crowns it falls to the ground. Inert, lifeless. The sludge has been defeated.
Yes.
All right. What was that thing?
Ooh, that was scary.
Ooh, it was Yelka. Scary. Will immediately run over to Olog and begin to treat his wounds.
And as she does so, Olog, you detect a smell coming from the creature now, and you realize it's the exact chemical that had been placed in the river.
Mm. Oh, it's just like smell. Spirited away.
And that is where we're going to stop for today.
Yeah, we got some research to do next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to recall knowledge on the thing, but I felt the pressure of the combat. It was so intense. Yeah. It was like there was no time to think. I just had to slash away at it. If I could hit it, I had to hit it. Like, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
Nicely done, Jared.
That was a bit scary. A little too well done, Jared.
That was an exciting combat. I liked that. Yeah,
yeah, it was good. Awesome.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
The world of Sonic the Hedgehog has been thrust into a not-so-dark, not-so-stormy, hard-boiled detective story that probably nobody saw coming. Follow Sonic and the Intrepid Chaotix Detective Agency as they take on their biggest case yet. This high-flying, action-packed adventure will take them across the world, fighting for every clue they can find. It's one heck of a tale, which is good. Because this story might be the only thing that can save their lives.
Wait. Well, if that's all, I can just dispose of you.
Wait, what?
All will be revealed in Sonic the Hedgehog presents The Chaotix Case Files. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When the Chaotix are on the case.